5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today, that is Friday, the 21st of June. Solo, riding solo today. Just thought I would record an extra podcast because I've had a lot of guests recently. And, you know, sometimes you don't really get the fucking fully talk about some shit you want to talk about. Do you know what I'm saying? You know? So let me just get some plugs out of the way up front here. It says Lavs here. Lavs has been and gone, guys. But it's the first and third Wednesday of every month. You know this now. The last one was fucking lethal. Okay? We had it there on the 19th. It was great. With Kieran Bartlett, Mickey Bartlett, fucking Aaron Butler. Who else? Shane Todd dropped in. IMC'd. It was wonderful. Okay? Great times. Full house. You know the crack. I don't know when you're going to hear this. This is Friday. Hopefully get the audio up today. Hopefully get the video up tomorrow. As it stands, the live General Banter podcast kind of sold out. What they do is they've got like their set amount of seats and they go boom, 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 boom. That's sold out. And then the guys that run it were like, do you have a big guest list or anything? And I went, you know, I don't have friends, bro. I ain't got no motherfucking friends. I don't know what that was. So, and then they're like, right, okay, we can add 25 more seats. And I was like, add the fucking seats, bro. Do you know? So that was yesterday. I've had no sales report thus far. So they may well be sold. I have no fucking idea. But you could chance your fucking arm there and try and get on, get a ticket. And there you have it. The tour was launched. You know, this is gigs on gigs on gigs. This is Ryan Gigs. You know? That's on sale. It may well be sold out. Give it a whirl, see what happens. The tour is launched. The tour is on sale at shine.net. Okay, let me run through some of these dates for you. Can I find them? I absolutely can't. All dates. Let me see. Here's some dates for you guys. We're hitting just go on shine.net, you'll be able to get a ticket. Ardoan Theatre. You know, Terrace Hotel, Maherfelt. Whelan's Dublin. If you're listening and you're from Dublin or thereabouts, or you know people in Dublin, let them know, because for some fucking reason they're like, yeah, you're playing Whelan's, do you want the main room? And I'm like, sure. Uh-huh. I have that sort of pull in Dublin. But you know what? If you book it, they will come. I might come. They'll be come everywhere. The Braid Theatre, Ballymena. You know what I mean? Daly's Comedy Club, Oma. The Anchor Bar, Newcastle, Island Arts Centre, Lisburn. Riverside Theatre, Coleraine, Down Arts Centre, Downpatrick, Nerve Centre, Derry, The Older Fleet, Larne. Do you know what I mean? And that's before we even add in the motherfucking mainland gigs. Because we're gigging in fucking, you name it, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Liverpool, Manchester, London, you name it. But as long as it's those five things you're naming. And that's crazy, isn't it? SSE tickets are fucking near done. You know, if you want to grab the last few of those, I will be putting out some stand-up clips to sort of promote the remainder of those tickets. But it's close to selling out, guys. Selling out arenas. Do you know what I mean? What the fuck? Oh, who am I? Ed Sheeran over here? You know what I mean? Fuck's sake. Yeah, and that's it, really. Get yourself an SSE ticket. It's going to be Litsville. You know what I mean? Litsville. And of course, if you want to support the podcast, keep this fucking thing oiled up and running. There's been a big influx of fucking Patreon people recently, and that's amazing. that is fucking class. I want to be able to do 2 podcasts a week and just not give a fuck about anyone else. And if you want to contribute to that, patreon.com/genderbender podcast. Unbelievable. Thank you to everyone who signed up. And it's that thing, you know what I mean? If you listen to a load of content from me and you're like, I'd give that cunt $1. That is much appreciated. Do you know? I'm not looking for people to be like, oh, I can't really afford giving this guy $20 a month. I don't want it. I want everyone to give me $1. Well, I don't really necessarily, but I just feel like if you want to contribute, it's on the table, guys. And we can fucking buy all this fucking equipment here. And we can buy mic stands, which undoubtedly Aaron McCann will come in and fucking grab and move and hit it. Because he's got dyspraxia and he doesn't know how big his fucking head is. Do you know what I'm saying? And no doubt he'll break it. So there you go. Cheers to everyone who signed up. It's unbelievable. We can order fucking cool merch without having to think too much about it. We can keep the wheels turning on the banter bus. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Anyway, let me play this intro and then we'll get to the meat of this shit. I'm recording on the screen today, so hopefully if we talk about any videos, we can get it up. Don't fucking take my word for that, because I literally don't know what I'm talking about.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yes. Let me tell you something, guys. A thing has happened, right? I bought tickets a while ago for my favorite band, and so I watch you from afar. I'll take those off because I don't want to look like Lewis fucking Capaldi. Nobody wants to look like Lewis Capaldi. Kind of looks like a turnip with fucking 2 beads on it. Name one of his songs. Couldn't even tell you. Literally couldn't tell you. Also, what about this axe I bought online? Don't know why. I think it's for a prop for a video, but I may well get the police land at the door. I bought tickets for And So I Watch You From Afar. It's their 10-year anniversary of their first album launch or release. And I bought tickets. They're playing 3 gigs in Voodoo. And I went to the first gig last night, which was just fucking tremendous. They're one of those bands, you're not going to see them. You shouldn't be seeing them in a venue like that. Do you know what I mean? They could play fucking anywhere they wanted, really. Especially in Belfast, you know, fill out anywhere. And, yeah, fucking went to see that gig last night. Unbelievable. They played the first album, start to finish. Just fucking unreal. Absolutely unreal. They did this bit at the end. Now, I could be misinterpreting what happened here, but this is how I remember it. They're playing that song at the end there. I think it's called Eat the City, Eat Its Hole. And there's, you know, long song, and then at the end it sort of fucking winds down, and then it fucking kicks in at the end, and it's very heavy. I'll give you a fucking a little sampler of what I'm talking about here. It's a fucking 8-minute song, look, but so that's how it's nice and gentle, typical And So I Watch You From Afar song. Ups and downs, it's emotional. So it may not have even been this song. I may have been just swept up in the excitement. So they got this very And So I Watch You From Afar. They take you on a journey, and then it fucking falls away off. And then it comes back like a goddamn stampede of fucking buffaloes. We'd hear this. Now, very cool. I hope it was this song, but this is what I remember. They're playing that, and it's a real fucking heavy outro. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to be so embarrassed if it wasn't this song. They just fucking all, not even at a fucking, you know, predictable sort of timed beat. You know, there's songs like Songs for the Death or whatever, or Songs for the Dead, Song for the Dead by Queens of Stone Age, and it'll sort of like, and it'll stop, and it'll just go, and it'll go again. They were playing, and it just fucking, it was like, dang, 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 and it just fucking stopped. And it's weird, because when music's like that loud in a small room, no, there's not a lot of chat. You know, if the music, if the sound, if there's no music, people were just chatting and shouting, and yeah, whatever. But when it's that loud, it's kind of quiet, because no one's really talking to each other. So it was just like, and it just stopped. And it was literally like a fucking power cut. But because no one's making any noise, because it's already very fucking loud, it was like a goddamn vacuum. It just went, fucking unbelievable. And her blade out my nose. I was that fucking excited. I mean, it literally was like this. Crazy. Fucking unbelievable. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, they then fucking, the other day, Rory from the band sent me a message, and he's like, would you want to open for us on the Saturday, which probably was like the first gig that they launched? And I was like, yes. Are comedy and music the worst mixture to put together? Absolutely. If music was orange juice, comedy is fucking toothpaste. Not friends. Now, I have opened for the Bonnevilles before. It was grand. You know? But I don't know how the fuck they're going to work this. But anyway, I said yes. I'll hopefully vlog it. And we'll go see what the fuck happens. I don't know. Keep an eye on my social medias for fucking stage times. If anyone's going to that gig, and I'm on at fucking 8:30 or something like that, just peek your head in for 10 minutes so that I can do some dick jokes and then go, thanks for having me, guys, and leave, and then bring on the other support band, Catalan, because I don't know how the fuck it's going to go, but we will see. I may well just be doing stand-up to a fucking sound man, but I'm going to put it on social media today and we'll see what happens. But I am shitting my necks. Okay. So there you go. That's a bit of excitement. And then even last night I was talking to a dude, I should have got his name, and he was like, oh, you won't remember me at all, but like 10 years ago when they were gigging about, they played the Nerve Center, and he's like, you were at it and you got fucking mobbed to death. And I've told that story on this podcast, but that actually happened. I fucking went in and like was drunk as fuck and had made a couple of Iron Fighter videos, but was basically just working in a TV company and hadn't been in public that much for, you know, whatever. Just working, going home the weekend, and just I was steaming and just got fucking swarmed by all these fucking teenagers. And then he's like, you won't remember me, but I literally just fucking grabbed you and pulled you backstage to stop people fucking harassing you. And I was like, isn't that crazy? And then sure enough, last night, we're getting a bit of a floppy dick microphone here. Sure enough, last night, fucking, a few fucking tortures. But like, I love when people come up and they're like, man, how do you, just dudes drunk, like, man, how do you deal with all these people talking to you? And you're like, oh, that's grand. Man, I just don't know how you deal with people just plaguing you, man. It must be so annoying with people just coming up to you all the time. Just fucking, how do you even fucking deal with it? And you're like, mate, you're the only cunt that's fucking annoying me now. I don't listen to you that much, like, but you know what I mean? Well, fuck off. Do you know what I mean? I don't give a fuck. I'm trying to find Mickey Bartlett, you know what I mean? He's on a gin-fueled fucking rampage here. Anyway, what have I been up to? All sorts of shit. Or man, I'll get a podcast done with him. Sean Campbell is back from Vietnam. Well, actually, he hasn't been in Vietnam for quite some time, but he's now living in Cape Town with his girlfriend, and then he had to come home for some visa type shit. So I've been hanging about with him, going to jiu-jitsu, went to jiu-jitsu once. There's like a new club opened in Belfast there. Called in for a wee quiet lunchtime class. New Ground Jiu-Jitsu. I don't know if they want this information being out there. I'm sure they don't give a fuck. But it literally is the same building that was the Pipeworks. It doesn't matter what fucking building it was in, but it used to be the Pipeworks, which literally was a fucking, like, gay sauna. Isn't that hilarious? It's who gives a fuck what it used to be, but, like, I think it's more funny that, like, there's such a thing as a gay sauna. I love that. I love that there's something so openly, like, I mean, that's dudes for you. You know, you don't need any sort of pretense. It's literally like, oh, no, you come in. It's an environment where you can just fucking stroll about with your cock out. You know what I mean? Just really advertising the cock. And then it's just Foxville, you know? Fuck City. Unbelievable. Just dudes. I'm pretty sure there was a guy found dead in there or something. Let me see. Dave Elliott sent me this. I can't imagine Pipeworks Belfast. Look at that. There's like a fucking... Hold on. Man collapses and dies in Belfast Health Club. Health. The Pipeworks Men's Health and Leisure. Look at this. Scene of crime officers. Oh my God, stop shifting. Do you ever go on a website and you're trying to read it and it's just going, it's just like shifting? Oh my God, I just got the best text of all time. Maureen's sister's boyfriend, Dutch Frank. Do you want to come to Sports Direct with me later for an hour? I need to get new running shoes. Absolutely yes. Doing a podcast right now. You know what I mean? I was like a fat dude going to a sports shop. Yeah, let me see. Five uniform constables, one carrying submachine gun, stood guard on the pavement outside the premises as the investigation into a man's death got underway. Five police vehicles. Da-da-da. Unable to revive him. Travel Gay Europe says Pipeworks, oldest and best gay sauna. Includes facilities include Pipeworks, sauna, jacuzzi, steam room, video room, and coffee lounge. Unbelievable. The death is not being treated as suspicious. Yeah, you got guys outside and submachine guns and fucking all sorts of shit, and all he did was cum himself to death. What a way. That's me just the way down to the gay sauna here. Squirt. Dead. That is absolutely the way to go, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Just dead. Eat, sleep, squirt, die. There's a Fat Boy Slim song in there somewhere. Anyway, what I'm saying is, went down, did some jiu-jitsu, lovely place, and it fucks you clean up. I've been doing a lot of running recently. And I mean, I say running, my version of running, which is like, you know, just set out like, I almost run. I'm trying to train myself to run. So I'm running like someone would do like a HIIT session, only a bit more extended. So I'll be like, let me run for 2 minutes, fucking walk for, you know what I mean? And then sometimes I'll be like, I feel good, I'll just run straight through it. And you're probably like, 2 minutes is bullshit. But I will pick a path somewhere that's like numerous miles long and just do that, and then gradually I'll break it down, the rest, so that we're running for longer extended periods of time. Honestly, I think at the minute it's a fucking mental thing, and I'm sure all runners will be like, oh, it's only mental, because yeah, it's just training myself to fucking, I could do like HIIT type stuff, like HIIT session-y stuff all day. I could do fucking assault bike HIIT sessions or something all fucking day. Because I don't know whether it's just because I played rugby or everything I've done athletic-wise has just been burst, rest, burst, rest. But, yeah, I don't know what the fucking crack is. Just teaching myself to run. And as soon as I get fond of one thing, absolutely fuck the last thing, you know? Was getting into all these fucking CrossFit-y style workouts, and then I started running. And I was like, oh, I'm looking forward to running. Actually, fuck weights. Weights is boring as shit. And I always thought weights were boring. And then you go do jiu-jitsu once, and because you've been running and lifting weights, that fucks your body up too, and you're like, oh, my hips, my ass are sore. But then I've realised how boring running is, and how boring lifting weights is, so now I just want to do fucking jiu-jitsu. It's a vicious circle. I mean, and it doesn't matter what you do. If you haven't done it in a while, it fucks you up. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you were a fucking... If you were doing jiu-jitsu fucking twice a day, every day of the week, and then someone was like, oh yeah, do you want to do like yoga? You'd be like, I'm fucking dying after that yoga. It's just whatever your body's used to at that time. But yeah, thoroughly enjoyed that. I don't know what this means, but I was rolling with a purple belt. And is he 30 years older than me? Probably. Am I twice his weight? Undoubtedly. Did he tap? Yes. Is it because I was on top of him and squeezing his head and crushing his lungs? Yeah. But do you know what I mean? You use the tools. Do you know what I mean? If you're like a guy with long legs, are you going to be like, I will dodge the likes of triangles because of an unfair advantage because of my long legs? No, you absolutely, that's the only thing you do. Do you know what I mean? And if you're the same weight and dimensions as a sort of juvenile, you know, water buffalo, lie on people. That's what I'll do. I'll fucking lie on you. I'll be like, you know, this isn't the slickest jiu-jitsu in the world, but it's your problem. You know, I'm lying on your lungs. Do you know? Which actually does sound like a Lewis Capaldi song. Hello, welcome to Lying on Your Lungs. What else did it do? I don't know what the fuck. I wrote these notes last week when I was going to do a podcast, and I just fucking don't give a fuck anymore because none of this shit even happened. What about OJ Simpson being on Twitter? Did you see that video? Oh, wait a minute, I forgot about this. Pipeworks Belfast tour. There's the worst quality video tour of this place. And it's, you know, zero protagonist. Oh no, I know what happens. I did watch this. How fucking unsubtle is that? Like, we're opening my neck, guys. What the fuck? They're like, I'm gonna open a gay sauna. It's exclusively for dudes to empty their bag. What do we call it? Well, Jared, what happens at it? Dudes are getting their pipe worked. Leave it with me. I'll sleep on it. Burst in the next morning. I know. Pipe works. Great. Get the brass plaque made. Unbelievable. Hey, I'm going to open a gay sauna. What's it called? Cock pullers. What do they do in there? There's a jacuzzi. I own a chain of them. There's cock pullers. Gluggers. Have you been to Gluggers? Come Gluggers? Have you been to... the German sort of, you know, Oktoberfest thing. It's called Festenbangle. Been in there? Been to Rectal Punch? Been to Rectal Punch, Jim? No? They did a great hits. They did a great spin session on a fucking Tuesday. Welcome to Rim Lickers, where we lick your... Look at the artwork. The artwork is just a naked dude with his dick V's out. There's a slow walk up the stairs here. Welcome to Pipeworks. Enjoy the experience, a.k.a. I hope you got a... Oh, yeah! As soon as the door opens... Come, 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 come everywhere. Slipping. Literally slipping on jizz in there. Incredible. That's probably how the guy died. A man in his late 50s walked into a gentleman's club, the Pipeworks, slipped on a puddle of jism and smashed his head open. Not being treated as suspicious. Imagine it was suspicious. Fuck, Jared. I tell you what I'm going to do. Spunk. Just right inside the door, and as soon as he comes in, he's going to slip and his fucking head's going to open like a fucking egg. Yeah. That is... Why is that music so gay? Mm. Just there's some lockers. How much, like, you know, messing around do they do? As in, like, let me pretend to actually stretch out here. Okay, there's a case just full of lube. You know, I wonder what the vending machine in there is like. Do you want a fucking bounty trio? Or do you want, like, a grenade bar? And there's the bottle of lube and some fucking condoms, if you're feeling safe. £4, bro? Fuck me. Hold on a second, was that the rates, was it? Full restaurant menu? No thanks. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down to the pipeworks here. Dub a few loads and then I'd love a fucking panini. Tell you that. Ciabattis. Couple of Red Bull, keep your dick hard. Let me see the rates here. Pringles. Some things are just out of... imagine, like, some dude just fucking gulping down a cock. Like, gulp, 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 gulp. You know, and then there's just some perv in the corner eating some fucking sour cream and chive. And then also some Pringles. Yeah! Oh, wait, here's Maureen. Oh, Maureen! I locked it!
I'm gonna watch this video.
Yeah, we're still rolling. Oh, sit on my knee. I'm doing the video tour of the pipeworks in Belfast. Sit on my knee.
I'm literally just woke
up. Hey, Maureen. So, put an ear in and we'll listen to the gay tour. Smell nice.
Hey.
Alright, watch this. This is their things here. Daily return pass. Leave and return once up until midnight. £13. So if you want to bus two loads in one day. Free entry for under 26s. Hard up Sundays. Should have been hard on Sundays. Students are unemployed or under 26. Is that the same? Like if you're under 26, you're poor as well?
Yeah.
And then...
that's what that means.
£5 daytime discount before 6 p.m. if you want to bus a load in the daytime.
Oh, £9.
Not bad at all, man. There's a guy died in there.
Really?
Yeah, it's about shut down. It's not being treated as suspicious, but you know we spunked to death. Yeah.
You just did.
Yeah. What I do in there when there's like dudes' anuses being rubbed in your face, not much different to what used to happen when they were back in business. Why is that music so gay, man?
It's the same.
I love loads of semen. Look at that. Some of the worst camera work I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I don't even know what this is. So, this is just a building with loads of like chairs and just areas to sit and like go.
Well, I think the areas, like, the areas that you sit are people's laps and faces.
Yeah, but it just means like you go and you just like sit down opposite someone.
It is a complete. You missed the tuck shop. They had Pringles.
Did they?
Which I thought was gross. Why would you want Pringles amidst a fuckfest?
Yeah, nothing's gonna make your hands smell weird.
Yeah, they'd be like, did you eat prawn cocktail Pringles or, you know, a packet of cock?
You cheesy Watsit fingers.
Oh, that's absolutely disgusting.
Wow.
Well, now's a great time. Me and Maureen went for a 20-week scan. Well, Maureen had a 20-week scan today. And
then I fell asleep and now I look like this. So I don't
know. You look great, Maureen.
Oh, that's okay. I didn't really look at myself yet.
You look great. All looked well.
Yeah, look good.
Look good.
Just moving around a lot.
Very active baby. The girl was like, I can't get a good fucking scan on this because it's just moving around. And its mouth hasn't shut the whole time, she said.
Yeah, she said she literally never stopped opening its mouth trying to eat or drink or talk. Well, not talk, but like...
And she was like...
She was joking, saying it was talking.
She was like, it's put its hand behind its head. So it literally goes hand behind its head, just going like this. Yes!
So I was like, yeah, it's hungry and won't stop talking. I wonder who that is. I won't stop sleeping, so that's me. So it's perfect, really.
What are you insinuating?
Basically, it's definitely our baby, I think.
Yeah.
It's a good crack. It's had its back to us all the time. Mm-hmm. Its legs sticking out like it was standing up at a bar.
So at the minute it's breech and...
That's early
enough. And standing up.
And upright with its spine.
With its back towards...
With its feet sticking out as if it's put its feet up against a wall.
It's just chilling. It's just chilling, waiting on food.
Yeah, it's been like, eh.
Excuse me.
I just kept doing that.
I'm starving.
But amazing, actually, that was a really quite advanced looking scan. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really, like, clear.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to the other ones. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. There you go.
That's it. Got a baby on the go.
Yeah, well, you kind of wait. You need to wait to the 20-week thing to make sure everything's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, as much okay as you can find out, sort of thing.
Good heart chambers, so good brain, good stomach, fat cock. Now that
we didn't know. We don't
she
know.
Was like, we're hoping the baby doesn't open its legs and we'll find out the gender. And she's like, but even though it's facing the other way, I can still tell that it's a boy. No, it's not a boy. We have no idea.
You don't know. No, she didn't. She stayed away from that area because it was very, I think it would have been obvious.
Well, that's how
either
they check.
Way, the way it was like lying. So, no, don't know. I don't want to know. You do, don't you?
Oh, I don't mind.
You don't mind now, but you did at the start. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's a baby, who cares? What does it matter what it is right now? That's what I think.
No, I don't care.
It really doesn't matter to me what it is right now.
As long as it's healthy.
Realistically, yeah.
Did you come in for anything?
Cliche for a reason. No, I just was like, I woke up from a nap and I went, where is everyone?
Oh.
You know?
That's nice.
That is nice, isn't that? I heard you wrecking around the kitchen for a long time, that's why.
Mm-hmm. I had to eat a load of stuff before I come out here.
It's funny because you make so much noise and I'll come down and you just open the yogurt and you're like, hang on, it sounded like you were baking a cake. As if there was so many drawers and things opening and clattering about. Fridge, just as a, what is it? Oh, what's he making?
Nothing.
And there's a yogurt? I don't get it.
What I do is I open the dishwasher and I couldn't find the spoon I wanted.
Oh,
so right. I checked like 8 spoons to get my spoon.
You know when you say it like that, it makes perfect sense.
How fat bastard is it to just be like, this is my spoon?
It's not even one of the new fancy spoons, is it? It's like an old one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No, there you go. Can't even get them now.
Mm. So. Vintage spoon. Hipster spoon.
It is a hipster spoon.
Yeah.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. I'll answer some questions and they'll be in more.
Okay, bye.
All right. Take that out of your ear in case it rips out.
You don't like it.
No?
I like it.
There's pregnant Maureen there. Having a baby?
It's not hiding it now, it's sticking out of my
mouth. No, you got your full fat belly now. Before you could suck it in and now you're just like...
I'd suck it in, you wouldn't have noticed, didn't
you? What did you say you were doing? Taping it down?
Oh, shut up, Colin.
Pregnant Maureen, everyone. Bye. Look at your old lady Romanian slippers. There she is. Pregnant as fuck. Back to this gay sauna anyway. There's a massage room.
You know what happens in there.
I think the scariest thing about that place is you know that saunas are very warm and you're just like, when the loads are getting splattered everywhere, you know, are they properly getting sanitized or are they just cooking up, you know, like an omelette?
Absolutely fucking disgusting!
You know? What other shit are we going to talk about here? What other stuff have I written down? I don't fucking know. I don't know. We'll answer some questions. That'll take us through to an hour. I don't know what this podcast is, guys, but it's just fucking... It's just fucking... I'll tell you what. Do you ever experience a... Oh, shout out. Just got a DM from Jacob Stockdale. Man, this had me in tears on the podcast. There you go, guys. Rugby superstar Jacob Stockdale in my DMs, bro. This had me in tears on the podcast. Absolutely love it. By the way, shout out to fucking, I forget his name, Sam something there. I think it's Sam. Who, he took me to that Belfast Dalek thing. And, let me see if I can go on my fucking Instagram here. And he put it on actual Doctor Who with a Dalek. Instagram, you bastard. Dirty bastard. Oh, don't start that shit. Where's the fucking Instagram? Hey, why can't you upload stuff on a desktop Instagram? Bite my cock, right? Oh my god, I forgot about that too. Hold on. No, I have a whole pile of shit to talk about. Now, this is hilarious.
I've come to help. I'm the doctor.
That's us, night.
Impossible.
That's us, night. Courage, T.J. That's us, night. Trademark.
I've come to help. I'm the doctor.
Brilliant. So someone just put that voice over an actual Doctor Who thing. And I don't fucking watch Doctor Who. Or nor have I ever watched Doctor Who. But, very funny. Now, that is funny because it's like, that's us, aye! Now, there is an, I got sent this 40, by the way, I didn't make this up. People send me shit like, that's us, aye. It's you, isn't it? You say that, well, I have said it, but I certainly didn't fucking make it up, you know? But there is a shop, and this is free advertising, guys, so. Endorse shit that is of any use to me. You know? I've done different fucking jobs for different companies before, and you're like, when's Nike coming through? You know? When are Carhartt gonna knock on the door looking fucking content? Do you know? Instead, it's like, hey, do you want to do a video for Subway? No. Did I enjoy doing it? Yes. It was very funny. But do I want free Subways for life? No, not really. Meatball marinara. See if you're getting meatballs in a sandwich. You're mental. What's next? Hey, can I get a fucking panini, please? What do you want in it? Soup. You want soup with it? No, I want you to actually put soup in the fucking thing and squish it down. That doesn't make sense. Hi, can I take your order, please? Yeah, can I get beef stroganoff in a fucking pita pocket? Now, that might be nice. I don't know. Can I get spaghetti bolognese in a fucking sub roll? Are you a serial killer? I am, yep. No worries. Drive around the next window. I know there's no drive-through McDonald's, don't you, just conscious, but... There is a place in Lisburn, I do believe, and it's called At's Us Nye. And it says on the sign, Custom Cuts and Banter Lounge. That would suggest to me that it's a barber's. Once again, this is free promo on this podcast. There are a decent amount of listeners to this podcast. And I can't even go to this fucking shithole because I've got no hair. Who the fuck is that? All right. I was talking about the live podcast earlier. If you get to listen this in time. So 12 away. There are 13 tickets left. There are 13 tickets left for the live Gender Banter podcast. And then it is rammed to the cock. All right. But yeah, this place is a barber's. So I can't make use of that because I've got no hair. And it says Banter Lounge there. Now, if there was like a post-apocalyptic scenario... And I'm walking along, you know, what's good music for that? I don't know. I'm walking along and I'm like, is that a mirage? On the distance, I see a standalone building. And I get closer and I go, oh, I can make out a sign says open, you know? And then I get closer and it says custom cuts. And I'm like, I'm so hungry and thirsty. Maybe it's custom cuts of steak. And then I get even closer and it says, and I'm dying, I'm dehydrated, I'm starving, I'm awake, I'm bleeding. And then I get closer and it says, that's us now. Wonder what that is. And then I get even closer and it says, banter lounge. That's when I throw that axe at my neck and bleed out and die. But anyway, it's going to fucking kill. The place is going to fucking absolutely clean up. But fair enough, you know what I mean? Ride the wave. There you have it. Also, major moment in my life. Myself and Shane of Todd, world famous comedian Shane Todd, and I were in Nero Botanic. If you don't live in Belfast and you're coming to Belfast and you want to sort of experience it, there are things kind of like, you know, you can go on the bus tours and everything and they'll take you to like either side of Belfast and they're like, this is all the fucking murals and all, and people are like, that's real Belfast. That's real Belfast. But if you want to see some shit, if you want to see a bit of diversity and a bit of madness and enjoy a mediocre flat white, Nero Botanic is my favourite coffee shop. Right beside the train station. It's just fucking, you'll just see madness. Do you know what I mean? I've literally been sitting there having a coffee and someone has fucking been, a girl has been injecting like heroin or something in a dude's neck right outside the window. And I have to just sit there and pretend I'm not seeing it. Like, skinny latte, isn't it? It's fucking chaos. Loads of ethnicities, you know, loads of different type of people. I like it. You know what I mean? You sit there, just fucking see some strange people, you know, going past. It's just a good spot, you know, and you will see some shit. And comedians are always taking the piss out of each other. And, you know, I have my back to the window. And Shane goes, blah, blah, blah. He's got Crohn's disease. So he was on the third story about him, you know, almost shitting himself. Very funny stories, you know. And he goes, there's the actual Coolio behind you. And I'd heard rumours that Coolio was in, like, Castle Derg or something. Now, I've gigged in Castle Derg. And my face was also the way actual... Anyway, it was actual Coolio. But if he was just fresh from Castle Derg, he had the same face on that I had on after I did a gig in Castle Derg, which was, I might go around the back of the Empire and dive under a train here. You know? And Shane goes, that's actual Coolio. And I was like, am I living in a gangster's paradise? This is incredible. And he's like, let's go get a photo. And I said, nah, bro, that's fucking... You know, I'm not a genuine fan of Coolio. I'll be honest with you, I don't know any songs beyond Gangster's Paradise. Even that is a bit slow and whatever. And he's like, nah, we'll have to get a photo. So we get up and, Gavin Ferris Guitar just wrote a fucking comment there. Been standing most his life in the middle of a bourgeon paradise. Banter. So anyway, Shane's like, we have to get a photo. And I'm like, all right, I'll follow you. I'll follow your fucking lead. And as we walk towards Coolio, the rapper, Shane doesn't really say anything. And I have to be like, what's up, bro? What's up, Coolio? And he was very civil, but he also had that like prison seriousness on his face. Like, what's up, man? What's up? And he's like looking all around him. What's up? What's up, man? You know? Shook hands. You got a show tonight in the Empire? He's like, yeah, I got a show. He said, oh, I'd love to go to it, but, you know, we have our own show. We're comedians. We're around the corner. And he's like, cool, man. What time does that start? And I went, 8:30. Doors 7:30. Show 8:30. Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett, Shane Todd, Aaron Butler. I'm MCing. And he goes, yeah, I might fucks with it. Now, only, you know, Shane Todd and me probably would go up to a famous rapper and be like, what's up, bro? Good, you're in town. How was Castle Derg? I hear you've got a show on there tonight. Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to go to that. We have a show on. Do you want to go to that? And he's like, yeah, my fucks with it. And then Jane, who does the door at Lavery's, was like, oh yeah, my friend was promoting that gig. And part of the rider was, you know, that he wanted to go out and get some hoes afterwards. Good fucking luck. It's Wednesday night in Belfast. Where are the hoes at? Imagine Coolio just knocking about Thompson's or something with his fucking hair coming out the top of his hat. I mean, that's the, you know, and is it a good or a bad thing to have like a definitive look? If you're absolutely killing it, yeah, you know, and then people will be like, oh, you're just trying to copy that guy. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to type in Coolio, hit enter, Gangster's Paradise, number one. See you when you get there. All right, okay. Is that fucking, who covered that? Blazing Squad? Forgot the name there. Million hits, bro. Put your hands up, Botanic.
Now I see places and faces, things you ain't never thought about thinking. If you ain't peeped, then you must be drinking and smoking, pretending that you're looking, but you're broken. Let me get you open. Now little Timmy got his diploma and little Timmy got life. And Tamika around the corner just took her first set off the pipe. The other homie shot the other homie and ran off with his money.
I mean, Coolio did Hot Ones. You know what I mean? That might have been some of his best work.
Are you on your way?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
Well, hanging in there, wait. Aw, oh, shit.
Everybody's so glad you're here. Schoolio with the flow back in your ear. This ain't a fantastic voice, but I'm still on the mission. Let's see if I can get your attention. Now I want to drop some information. Just a little additive to your education.
We'll give him one more chance here. This was a fantastic voyage. Yeah. Videos are heck. Bro, what about the graphics there? A bike just melted into a Cadillac.
Come on, y'all, let's take a ride. Don't you say a word, just get inside. It's time to take your on another kind of trip.
Okay, I'm gonna say it because everyone's thinking it. Coolio's career is more bollocks than a, this is not a good joke, than a sauna in Pipeworks. No, wait a minute. His career contains more discharge than a shower at Pipeworks. There, we came full circle there, guys. Anyway, shout out to Jacob Stockdale. You know? Stick on one of his fucking tributes. Know what I mean? Fucking 2 hours long. Just try after try after try. Ultimate tribute, bro. Squirt, squirt. It's mad, like. What about Ulster? Like, just every once in a while, just churning out an absolute worldy. Shout out to whoever makes these. There is just fucking dusting cunts. That is, I mean, that's some humiliating shit there. That's like fucking when a boxer puts his hands behind his back and then no one can touch him. Similar to be running towards someone, kick a ball over them, and then outrun like four people and still score. Unreal. Shout out to Stockdale for sliding in the DMs. Let's do some questions. I said this is going to be an hour long. It's 49 minutes. Let's squirt through this shit. Let me see what... Oh, someone sent me tour fucking numbers. Selling all right, guys. 400 people in the nerve center. Fuck off. That's standing, bro. Who's selling that? Jesus Christ. Review some... Oh, no, wait. That's different. Okay, sorry. Can you scrap? Do you think the Night King could even scrap? Nerdiest question of all time. I don't know. He got stabbed by a wee girl, so you fucking tell me. You know? Coolio. I still can't get over that. Can I scrap? I don't know. I'm not going to be like, I'm a good fighter, but what I will say is, you know, you'd have your hands full for a minute or two. And you better not let me grab a hold of you. What do you think of Liam Gallagher's song, Shockwave? I'll tell you right now. Shockwave. What's it about? Hair gel? Shockwave, official video. Here we go. I'll never get a video monetized up in this dump. Let's see. You saw me ride up the river. You had to haul me back. You could have looked for the sunshine yet, but you had to paint the whole thing black. Just taking words from other songs. Now I'm back in the city. Why is he wearing a pack-a-mac that goes down to his ankles? It's coming round like a shockwave. Hey. It's coming round like a shockwave. Hey. You play. Well, he was doing alright there till he fucking, till the fucking chorus came around and then he was just like, what's a cool word? Bloody blah, fucking. Basically, his song sounds like a dirt version of this. Which seems just a bit more authentic. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, Spread Your Love. And why did I sound like just a fucking radio DJ there? Is McDonald's overrated? And that's from Conan McLaughlin. Who rates a McDonald's? It is what it is, you know what I mean? It's a fucking it's a burger, like, isn't it? If you want the burger. Those big tasty ones are pretty fucking legit. Are you able to use your beard as a... Fucking stupid question. Irvine. 7. Fuck off with the interference here, you twat. Take that off. Still off as well. So I haven't... Basically the 2nd of March was about the last time I drank. And then, unfortunately, Maureen's granddad passed away the other day. Deep in his 90s. I mean, I've witnessed two sort of deaths this year. One being my ma and one being Maureen's granddad. And you're just like, there are two very fucking different ways you can exit this life. You know what I mean? He was old, very healthy, full life, loads of family all around him when he passed away. You know, full fucking dynasty of fucking business behind him. I don't even know if that's the right term, but like yeah, just fucking completed it. You know what I mean? That's how it's just completed life. But on the day of his funeral, I don't know. I was just like, do you know what? I'm gonna have a beer today, because everyone was having wee beers, and I was just like, do you know what? Fuck it. I don't want to drink with as regularly as, you know, I used to. But I also don't want to be, like, so fucking scared of, like, oh no, I can't touch that I just avoid all fucking sort of regular fucking human life. So, yeah, I just was like, yeah, I feel today is a sunny day. You know, everyone's kind of celebrating this man's life. I'll have a drink. And I had some beers, and it was okay, you know, woke up with a sore head. That was fucking fairly alien, because I hadn't felt it in a while, and kind of just was like, well, it was nice at the time, and I think I'll just go straight back to not drinking again, you know what I mean? So, that was it. I've drank once, and I don't really plan on doing too much more drinking in the near future, so, yeah. But I don't want to be, like, completely ruling it out, so. Also, what fucking car was I in the other day? Maureen's uncle's friend was over for the funeral, and the guy's loaded, like, and he rented a car. You know, anyone else goes to the airport and they come back with a fucking Seat Ibiza or something, half hanging apart. This cunt, I mean, I love his reasoning. This is the sort of shit I would say. Sorry about that. He goes, yeah, they offered me something, and he goes, it was in a state, but he goes, the crumple zone didn't look very good on it. So I got myself a brand new A8 fucking 5-litre quattro fucking spaceship. A8, Audi. And there it is. Yeah, and he goes, Colin, I've had a few pints. Would you mind taking my car back to the house? And I went, absolutely, sir. And got in it. And absolutely gunned it home. A8. And it was nice, like, but, you're just like, big and fancy and fucking, it's like a fucking chauffeur's car. I don't know. As me and Aaron would say, there's no badness in it. You know, it was fast and big and all, but I was just like, it's missing something. You know, you want a bit of fucking character, don't you? But absolutely lovely. Lovely car. But anyway, cool story, Colin. Fuck me. Absolutely boring. Podcast question. When you're doing your SSE show, for example, how do you remember the run of your set? Given the pressure and nerves, etc., have you references or notes on your hand? Also, was at Lavery's last night. Kieran Bartlett was funny as fuck, but the lad needs two diazepams. I thought he was gonna feed the guitar to the guy that got in his way. Oh yeah, Kieran Bartlett's fucking mad cunt, but just a big ball of fucking lardy rage. How do you remember? Well, at that point, I'm going to be off the back of a tour, so I'd like to think I would know the fucking material. But if there's a monitor, I might put a bullet points of shit just in case I forget. I mean, that's the thing, like, your upfront sort of nerves will make you think that. I mean, if I go on stage with notes in my hand, it's because I don't fucking keep doing the same set all the time. I'll write new shit all the time, and the order of it changes and all that shit. And even if you're doing like a 15-minute set, but at that current time you've got about 50 minutes of material, you have to remember the bits that you're going to do, and you sometimes just write in your hand so that you make sure you say it. People think you're like cheating because, oh, you don't remember your stuff because you didn't learn it. It's actually, you just want to remember what bits to do, because maybe you want to try a thing that you haven't tried that many times. But I don't know, I might put like a wee set list on a fucking monitor or something just in case I completely freak out. But with that amount of nerves, you'll probably just develop like some sort of fucking mad skills. surgeon her. What did Coolio smell like? I don't know. I was on botanic, so everything smelled like piss. I imagined it would be weed and BO masked unsuccessfully by Jupe. That's what I smell like, bro. 59 minutes. Let's rip through this. Have you been asked to talk about the bump yet? I've tried talking 2 hours and it feels fucking awkward, but it does get a blast of House of Pain jump around every once in a while. Talk to the baby bump. Yeah, I think you're supposed to do that, apparently. I don't know. I'll just nestle up beside it and give it some deep hums. You know what I mean? ASMR, whatever. Mm-hmm. Kissing. Do you have a favourite podcast you listen to or would recommend? Your Mum's House podcast is a favourite of mine. Very funny. H3H3. This podcast is something similar where it's like a lot of fucking reaction to stupid shit. Speaking of which, where's that fucking video? Oh, I love this. So somebody from some climate protesters disrupt some speech, and this fucking dude, Mark Field, basically grabs her by the neck and fucks her out. Oh my god, why is there no sound, you prat? What is going on here, guys? Play, you can't. Why is there no sound? Okay. Guys. Sort of.
I'm probably not allowed to do this, but I might share with you.
Oh, there was no sound. So he stops her, and they're like, oh, you touched her on the breast, and then he grabs her by the neck and fucks her out.
I'm probably not allowed to do this, but I might share with you that we have had one or two ordinary applicants. The headmaster of a primary school. I was very pleased to receive his application. For me too, there is now just a scintilla of uncertainty as to what the future...
This is what he said after they left.
The irony, of course, is that this is the government that has just led the world by committing to a zero carbon economy by 2050.
I hate those fucking public stunts. They annoy the fuck out of me. So he just got pissed off because she's running up and he just grabbed her and fucked her out. But like, you know, you have to expect that. Do you know what I mean? I don't like that. I don't like when people fucking try and do all this activist shit and then give off about it. Oh, my neck, bro. I ran in and fucking started a whole pile of shit, and then I got physically removed. Yeah. 100%. It was like when those fucking assholes were complaining about the food and they were in like a fucking family-run butcher's in Ballymena or something. That's not me, that's murder. And the guy's like, fuck off with you. I'm in here talking about my mom's fucking roast. Fuck off. Brilliant. I don't know how I got from my favourite podcast that. Best music / comedy gig you've been to? Well, if you'd asked me that 3 days ago, I would have had a different answer. But I went to see And So I Watched From Far last night, and it was pretty fucking lethal. Best comedy gig I've been to? I mean this genuinely. One of my favourite comedy nights was probably either the last or the previous... Lavery's Christmas Do. No joke. Just because all my mates were there, being really funny. Just a wee question for the podcast. Have you ever thought about trying any other martial arts? I've done karate for 15 years and I've always loved all other martial arts. P.S. was at the comedy club last night. Everyone killed. And that is from Niamh Cunningham. So, Niamh, don't lie. You know what I'm saying? I've ever tried any other martial arts. I used to do judo. I've tried some striking martial arts, etc. I don't know. It's just, I like grappling. You know what I mean? I don't think I'm built like a fucking striker. Although I am built like that cunt that just beat up fucking Joshua. Have you ever done a show in what would be your hometown, Newton Abbey? Sorry if you have and I've missed it. No, I haven't. I did one in the Courtyard Theatre, Ballyard, one time before, and it was shite. So, and I was probably just shite, but I don't know. But then you get the likes of Sheehan, who's like, he said it was one of the best gigs on his tour, so I don't fucking know. What's the best accent in the world? Don't know. Indian, probably. What's the worst crowd you did stand-up for, and how did you get through the gig with the Lifeless Hers? P.S. Do you, Aaron and Mickey, have any shows planned in December? Yep, I will be mid-tour in December. So, I don't know. Depends where you want to go. The worst gig I ever did was in fucking, I don't know, I think Sean Hegarty organised it, and it was in, like, outside Lurgan somewhere. And I literally walked off mid-sentence. I just went, can anyone hear me? No. Right, see you later. Just walked off. The Nine Inch Niles. Stress from String Ninjas. String Ninjas. The Nine Inch Niles, brilliant name, have a staunch affiliation with the Boytown podcast. We're proud members of the Dead All Mafia, often repping the general banter on stage. What we're saying is, you're learning guitar. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, bro. I can sort of play the guitar, I just don't know any theory. Dave and Shane fancy themselves as singers. How about a stand-up / musical showdown at a venue to be determined? Is that what that means? TBD. Where we can open up a can of whip ass on those Boytown bitches. If not, it's grand. Love the podcast. Up the big lads. I don't fucking know. I don't know. The thought of trying to organise that makes my head sore. But they're willing to go the extra mile, you know what I mean? They'll be fucking stripping down to like leather thongs and grinding on each other and shit, so they might take it. What do you think of the new Pride GAA tops that O'Neill's are doing? Love the podcast, by the way. Your Belfast Dalek nearly got me sacked. I'm going to have to Google that. GAA Pride shirt. It's actually pretty cool, if that's what that is. Yeah, that's not a bad looking fucking shirt. Yeah, pretty cool. I don't know. Shout out to that fucking GAA player who like was gay for pay on a porn video. He's the real fucking hero here. I hope a cut of that is going to him for taking that load in the mouth. Some school down the country now lets boys wear skirts and girls wear trousers. Disgrace, I know. Thoughts? Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Kids should be wearing like fucking prison outfits when they go to school. Just give them one outfit and just be like, this is what you're wearing, bro. That's the boys wear skirts. Why don't they just fucking put them all in, like, a tracksuit? Who gives a fuck, like? You know what I mean? Like, you go with, here's what I say. Function. You want to go for function. You know, there's times where I've been in school and it was fucking absolutely boiling and you're sitting there wearing these, like, grey, shitty trousers and a fucking woolen blazer. You know, fuck whether it's a skirt or if you want to, you should be able to, if you want to wear shorts, wear shorts. You know, if it's winter and you want to fucking wrap up and they give you like a sweatsuit, get that on. The fact you have to dress like a, you're making a fucking child wear like a shirt and tie is fucking just ridiculous. If you're just sweating through it, oh my God, do you remember that shit? If you were stuck on an island with Mickey Bartlett and Aaron McCann, who would you eat first? I mean, I would probably just go, I don't want to hang around with these two cunts, kill myself and let them eat me, because if I ate Mickey, I feel like I'd die anyway. And the meat on Aaron's head would be so tough, I'd have to cook it for about 8 hours. You're put on Love Island by the PSNI. What three items are you taking with you? Oh, I thought that said Love Island. If you're locked on an island, what am I taking with me? A fucking mobile phone. Oh, fuck, what would I take? Probably just a knife is pretty handy. And a tent. I think I would just bring a tent, a knife, and a massive can of petrol. Don't know if you've covered this, but what do you think about the madness in Derry the other week with all the joyriders and the boy getting a pickaxe through his shins? Listen, chat shit get banged. I didn't hear that. That's fucking horrific. I mean, was it for the crack or was it like one of those punishment beating type things? I don't know, but between Lear McKee getting shot and fuck shit like that, you're like, what is Derry like? It's getting out of fucking control. Which is weird, because like, that gig I did in Derry a while ago was lethal. So, I don't know. I do like it, but I don't know. Seems like it still needs work up there, doesn't it? Question for your podcast, how much money would you take to step into an octagon with Francis Ngannou? Thought it would be funny to ask and watch a wee video of him. It depends, like. You have to weigh it up against, like, how brain damaged are you going to be after he hits you once. I don't know, a million? Just try and get in a grappling match with him and see if he'll tap you out. Did you ask Coolio to come on the podcast? No. What's your favourite joke that I do? And that's from Shane Todd. What's your favourite joke that I do? There's a joke Shane does, which is, it's a story. I don't know if someone told him it or whatever, about like a famous actor being on an acting set. And then, I don't know, you'd have to see it live. But I like that story. That makes me laugh a lot. That'll make no sense to anyone listening, unless you've seen Shane's set. But there you go. If you had to snog an arse for 10 minutes, who would you choose? McCann or Mickey Bartlett or Shane Todd, full tongue in the anus? See, you know, people would think you would immediately be like, well, Shane Todd's the least disgusting one. Obviously him. But then he does have Crohn's, so you don't know what sort of wee dirty fucking shithole he has. You know? McCann seems like a fairly hairless guy, you know what I mean? He's got his top off, he's smooth like a dolphin. So, you know, you might just pray that maybe he's got the least hairy fucking hole. So, it might be Aaron. You know what I mean? And he also does have a fat black woman's arse. So, you know what I mean? Shave it a wee bit, throw a bit of tan on it, tuck those nuts away. Mickey, I don't even know how he puts his own hand near his asshole. Christ. Let me see, is there another question? What have we got here? Will you be making any ladies' merch? I'd love to buy a tee and a baseball cap. Well, the baseball caps are fucking unisex. Also, any plans for a gig in the northeast of England? What's in the northeast? I have no idea. But yeah, I mean, the small t-shirts and the merch are fairly small and tight. But I know what you mean, like a ladies' cut. It might be worth looking into, yeah. I might look into it. In your opinion, is anything... This is the last question, as far as I know. And we'll wrap up on this. Utility belt 86. In your opinion, is anything not allowed to be joked about? Or is everything fair game, and why? Sub-question, do you and your guest have anything you might feel to be off-limits? Well, I don't have a guest, but you just... Nah, I don't think anything's off-limits. But you have to... It's like the intent... Is the intent of the joke to shock? You know what I mean? Like, that's always the worst thing. If someone's like, let me talk about this because it's going to be shocking. And if you're not going to make them laugh straight away, you know, can you make them just, you know, gasp to get a reaction? You have to some sort of point about a thing if you're going to make a joke about it. Or who's the victim of the joke? Are you talking about something that's usually like frowned upon to talk about, but the joke comes around on you? You know? It's like, oh, you shouldn't joke about child abuse, but or something like that. But if you're, you know, slagging fucking Jimmy Savile to death, what's wrong with that? Do you know what I mean? Surely he deserves everything he's getting at that point. I don't know. And I've done it again, guys. I've ended the podcast on an absolute boner killer. You know what I mean? For fuck sake. Died like a fucking dude getting rimmed in the pipeworks. Oh, God. What's a good song to end on? We're not getting monetized anyway. For fuck's sake. This is my favorite riff of the week. I'll just play it and let it fade out. Cheers for listening, guys. If you're going to Enjoy Watching From Afar tomorrow night, I should be on at 8:30. Or if I'm not on at 8:30, I'll be on about 9:15, depending on what way they do it. You know what I mean? I'll do my best. I'll come out swinging. We'll see what happens. And that's it. Cheers for listening, guys. Got a lot of good feedback about the podcasts. The podcast with Mark McCartney is up. Shout out to Janet Devlin as well. I feel like we went to, because she gave us a shout out. She was doing her like YouTube vlog, and she was giving like a shout out to all our podcasts. And she was like, "Oh, I listen to the General Banter podcast." And I was supposed to listen to that and go, "Do you know what, Janet? Good girl, good woman herself." Cheers for the shout out. Then McCartney's like, "Did she not have something done to her fanny?" And then, sure enough, she put up a video about going to the doctors to get a procedure done. And I don't know what we were hanging out for, but at the end of the fucking, at the end of it all, we were just like, yeah, she makes a fair point. It is important to go get yourself checked out. So if we learned anything from that, it's go get yourself checked out. But shout out to Janet Devlin for fucking giving the podcast the plug. We never got around to saying that. Killing it. What other shit? Yeah, just cheers. Cheers to everyone who's been signed up to Patreon. Thanks to everyone who has... let me just fucking... Cheers to everyone who's been buying tickets and everything. We're going to do our very, very, very best to absolutely smash the dick off this live podcast. Make it a fun night for everyone. And that's about it, guys. If you sign up to the Patreon, you're now an official member of the Dead On Mafia. We're cranking out these podcasts. You know what I mean? World peace and all that shit. I've had too many coffees today. I just feel tired. Anyway, listen to this fucking riff, bro. Suck my dick. Look at that shit. Right, I'm out of here. Cheers for listening, guys. See you in a bit. Respect.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.